Hello, everybody. Thank you for enjoying the story of the day. Today we have a story from Down Under. What does Down Under mean? It's a nickname for Australia and areas close to Australia. This is a story that happened in Melbourne, Australia, and it was a story of a butcher shop. One day, unfortunately, the Continental Butcher Shop of Melbourne, Australia, unfortunately had a fire. Baruch Hashem, I don't think anybody was hurt, but the butcher shop was destroyed. Now what's going to happen? The owner of the butcher shop lost his whole business. How will he start again? How will he continue to serve his customers? Well, there was another butcher shop not far away from Continental Butcher Shop. I don't remember the name of it. Let's make up a name. Let's call it the Delicious Butcher Shop. At the Delicious Butcher Shop, right away, the owner called the owner of the Continental Butcher Shop, and he said, I have some extra space in my store. You are welcome to come into my store and set up your butcher shop again until you can get back your own store and run your business from right next to my store, really in the same building. But you could have your customers and you could sell to them and your meat. And so that's what happened. Of course, the Continental Butcher Shop didn't have their equipment, didn't have all the things they needed to have a butcher shop. And so whatever they didn't have, the Delicious Butcher Shop lent them. And of course, if you think about it, that was a very big favor, because if there are two stores in the same city that sell the same thing, in this case, kosher meat, they are what's called in competition. That means that if somebody goes to one of the butcher shops and buys meat, they probably won't go to the other one. And so both butcher shops are trying to get the same people to come to their butcher shop. And so look what a big favor that was, that the Delicious Butcher Shop, instead of saying, well, I guess I'll get all the business now. I guess all the customers will come to me. He said, no, let me help the other butcher shop to get started again. And not only did he let the other butcher shop have space in his store, but he lent some of his knives to him, and lent some of his counters to him, and he lent some of his pots and pans to him, and helped the other butcher shop get started again. Well, 20 years later, guess what happened? There was a fire in the Delicious Butcher Shop. And now, Continental Butcher Shop, it was their turn to do the mitzvah. And of course, they did. And so we see from this story that more important than making extra money, more important than building up our business, more important than just about anything, is doing a favor for another Jew. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that a Jewish soul comes down to this world and lives for 70 or 80 years, hopefully more, to do even one favor for one Jew. Even a gashmius favor, meaning a favor in physical things, like in this case, helping the butcher shop get started, but especially a ruchnistic favor, especially a favor that has to do with Torah, teaching Torah, helping somebody get a mezuzah, or tefillin, or teaching somebody to light Shabbos candles. That's called a spiritual favor. And so every time that we have a chance to do a mitzvah for another Jew, a favor for another Jew, we should grab that opportunity, because it's so important. It's such a big accomplishment that even if we would only do one physical favor for another Jew, it would be worth it the whole 70, 80, or however many years for that soul to come down to this world, even to do one favor. So let's all try to do not just one favor for one person, but many favors to many people. For physical favors, things that have to do with physical things, and spiritual favors. And this way, surely, will speed the coming of Mashiach and the redemption the Geula may come immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining the story of the day.